Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes again on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Today we are in John chapter 4, verses 1 through 26, where this is the beginning of a lengthy discourse between Jesus and a Samaritan woman. In Jesus' day, a Jewish man conversing with a woman in public was a violation of social convention. Jesus teaches about life-giving water and worship and reveals to her that he is the Messiah. And again, God's guiding word for us this week is love. So let's begin our reading of John chapter 4, verses 1 through 26. The Pharisees heard that Jesus was winning and baptizing more disciples than John. Actually, Jesus himself did not baptize anyone, only his disciples did. So when Jesus heard what was being said, he left Judea and went back to Galilee. On his way there, he had to go through Samaria. In Samaria, he came to a town named Sychar, which was not far from the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by the trip, sat down by the well, and it was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw some water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me water to drink." And his disciples had gone into town to buy food, and the woman answered, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan. How can you ask me for a drink? The Jews will not use the same cups and bowls that Samaritans use, you know." So Jesus answered, "If you only knew what God gives and who it is that is asking you for a drink, you would ask him and he would give you life-giving water." "Sir," the woman said, "you don't have a bucket and the well is deep. Where would you get that life-giving water? It was our ancestor, Jacob, who gave us this well. He and his children and his flocks all drank from it. You don't claim to be greater than Jacob, do you?" Jesus answered, "Those who drink this water will get thirsty again, but those who drink the water that I will give them will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give them will become in them a spring which will provide them with life-giving water and give them eternal life." "Sir," the woman said, "give me that water. Then I will never be thirsty again, nor will I have to come here to draw water." "Well, go and call your husband," Jesus told her, "and come back." "I don't have a husband," she answered. Jesus replied, "You are right when you say you don't have a husband. You have been married to 5 men, and the man you live with now is not really your husband. You have told me the truth." "Well, I see you are a prophet, sir," the woman said. "My Samaritan ancestors worshipped God on this mountain, but you Jews say that Jerusalem is the place where we should worship God." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the time will come when people will not worship the Father either on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans do not really know who you worship, but we Jews know whom we worship, because it is from the Jews that salvation comes. But the time is coming, and is already here, when by the power of God's Spirit, people will worship the Father as he really is, offering him the true worship that he wants. God is Spirit, and only by the power of his Spirit can people worship him as he really is." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah will come, and when he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus answered, "I am he, I who am talking with you." And today's key verse is John chapter 4, verse 14, where Jesus said, "The water that I will give them will become in them a spring which will provide them with life-giving water and give them eternal life." Oh my goodness. Here again we see Jesus speaking in riddles and in a way to make people stop and think and ask the right questions, just as he did with Nicodemus. and this time with a Samaritan woman, breaking all societal standards. I mean, a Jew just didn't speak to a Samaritan, let alone a Jewish man speaking with a Samaritan woman. But still, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all will come to everlasting life. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you know everything about me and what is in my heart. By the power of your Holy Spirit, guide me into the way of truth. Thank you for the life-giving water you offer and for the gift of eternal life. Teach me to obey your teachings and to spread your message of love and forgiveness to those I meet today. Amen. Well, our time together today has come to an end. Join me tomorrow morning as we read John chapter 4, verse 27 through 42, where the Samaritan woman tells others about Jesus. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.